Hey, this is Eddie Green, and welcome to Selling People, Not a Process. I know it's been a while since I talked to you guys. There's been a lot going on, some really exciting things. So I want to talk today about setting goals for 2020. I know that everybody's in the process of doing this, and I kind of do things a little bit differently whenever it comes to setting goals. I've kind of changed my way of thinking on how you do it, but I think it's important that you do them. And we're going to talk about, you know, you see a lot of people that write books on how to be successful, but you see very few books, probably, 10 to 1, maybe even 100 to 1 ratio, you know, on how to be successful versus how to stay successful. And, you know, the one thing that I have always gauged sales and companies and businesses by is their consistency to be able to grow. And what really separates those companies versus the companies that are flashes in the pan or have a good year and then a couple bad years and things like that. So I spent a lot of time really dissecting some analytics in goal setting, watching how the sales professionals and sales teams perform, their attrition rates, you know, all kinds of things like that, to be able to really dig in and discuss goals. So let's talk about your goals and where you're going to be going for 2020. And the first thing that I know that most people are going to do is they're going to sit down in their war room or, you know, their bedroom or someplace that they can actually sit and be quiet. And they're going to write out, okay, well, this is the goal that I want for this year. So let's talk about, you know, the restoration industry as a whole and say, okay, you want, you're a $3.5 million operator. You want to be a $5 million operator, and you come into your team meeting in January, and you guys get around the table, and you have your huge rah-rah meeting and say, here it is. We're going to do $5 million this year, and we can do it. And everybody's like, yeah, we can do it. And then January goes by, and it's kind of lackluster, and sales reps are like, hey, that's all right. We still got 11 months to go. And the first quarter goes by and we're just trending a little bit off path. So the boss is like, hey, we need to push a little harder. And they're like, okay, you know, that first quarter's come and gone, but we still got 3 more quarters to focus on. That is not the way to think. And it's not the way to set your goal. I'm not telling you don't set an annual goal, but you have to get away from what is called annualized thinking. So annualized thinking means that you throw your goals out there for the year, and then what happens? You've got a team of people that realize that there are 12 months to achieve that goal. So what happens? Well, in the restoration industry, historically, the third quarter is typically the worst. You know, so you could really be trending way off. And what would happen if you look historically at organizations and sales professionals? When is typically the biggest part of the year that they have? When is typically their highest revenue? Most of the time, it's in the last quarter and specifically in December. And why is that? It's because everybody is hyper-focused, pushing that one bus up the hill together. Rah, rah, we've got to hit this year-end number, and everybody is really just performing way up above and beyond what they typically do because they've got to hit this year-end number. And if you look, it's that way in retail. I mean, look at Black Friday. Black Friday is there to be able to stimulate last quarter sales. Really big push for the end of the year, you know, and they gear it around, you know, that specific holiday. So my question is, what would happen if instead of that annualized thinking, we thought like that every month or every week or even every day? Every day. There's a book that I'm reading that I want to give a shout out to. It's called The 12-Week Year. And this has really changed my perspective. And you're seeing companies take and adopt this 12-week year mentality. I even got a quarterly high-performance planner, and it's keeping me so laser-focused on the things that I need to do every single day, from developing good habits to you know, setting weekly and even daily goals that I'm achieving. And if I miss them, you know, it's right there in front of you. So what would happen if we change that? We're seeing companies that have changed their way from that annualized thinking to going to more of that quarterly and monthly. They're hitting their numbers in 6 months. How would you like to turn around in June and be that $5 million operator? Well, that's not impossible. And here's going to be the biggest key to why people don't write books on how to stay successful, because there's a gap. So you have this hill on one side and a river running through the middle and the hill on the other side. And what typically joins those two places together, if you want to drive over that river, it's a bridge. So when you look at people that stay successful, they first have a plan and goals, and then there's this big gap. And then at the end, there's whether or not they have been able to hit those goals. But what keeps people successful is the execution. And so many people, that's where they lack. And annualized thinking, I believe wholeheartedly, zaps execution. Because you're on too much of a long tail process. There's too much of the mentality of I can make this up. So I would take and shift your focus on your goals for 2020 to setting them quarterly. So if you have a $5 million number that you're wanting to hit, in the first quarter, you need to be at $1.25 million. So then you break it down even further. Say, okay, in that $3.5 million that we did in 2019, how many of those were water jobs? How many of those were fire jobs? How many of those were mold? How many was general cleaning? How much recon did we do? How much of it was contents? How much of it was biotrauma hazmat? And then you break that $1.25 million down to saying, okay, well, if we did 20% of our work was water, then you understand that in order to get to that one, that maybe that equated to 50 jobs, that you're going to have 65 jobs that are water jobs in that quarter. And you task your sales team to go out and find more relationships, bigger relationships. And the reason you do that is because the more relationships that they have, the more opportunity for loss. So if they're going to get 65 water jobs, they either need to be out increasing how many agents that they work with that they actually get referral work from, or they need to be out increasing their commercial book of business. And you hold their feet to the fire. We have to have 65 water jobs as a company. And maybe you're meeting with them weekly and saying, this is where we are right now, quarter to date. We've only had 10 water jobs come in. Let's take a look at your CRM tool. I noticed that when you were out, you only touched, you know, X amount of prospective clients last week. That's not going to get us to where we need to go. And I know that you're sitting here thinking, going, how in the world am I going to sit here and do all this whenever we live life in the whirlwind? You have to. You have to focus on the execution to get to your number. And if you do not break that goal down, you just throw it out there, 5 million, you're just throwing dice. You have to show how you're going to get to that 5 million. And you need to dissect it all the way down to the number of jobs that you need. What can you actively affect in restoration? You can actively affect general cleaning, structural cleanings, carpet cleanings, vent hood cleanings, HVAC work. What is something that you could have been doing in this last quarter, because the last quarters are historically pretty slow for restoration companies? Why were you not out focusing on churches and doing deep cleanings in their sanctuaries just so that whenever the holidays come, they were immaculate? You're not, the water jobs are slow, the fire jobs are slow, the mold jobs are slow. You got production guys sitting around twiddling their thumbs. Why are you not focused on that? Why are you not focused on going in and doing deep cleanings in restaurants and cleaning their vent hoods and HVAC systems and travertine floor polishing and carpet cleaning, things like that? Yeah, it seems like busy work, but it's revenue. I'm a firm believer that some is better than none. I would rather have some. And the more FaceTime you're getting with these clients, the more apt they are to call you whenever the emergencies do happen. So we didn't hit our goals. Well, yeah, you didn't hit your goals because you're not thinking outside of the box on how to hit your goals. Or you're saying, I am too good as a elite restorer to go do general cleanings. Well, then it's your fault you didn't hit your goals. So I think that you have to take a look at the execution of your team, potentially even on a daily basis, so that they understand that they are being watched and they are being accountable. It's a good development tool if you find out that you've got a couple lazy members on your team. Either you're going to hold them accountable or they got to go. But, you know, I just met with a restoration company that I'm actually consulting with right now, and we sat down with to go over the 2020 goal plan and, you know, broke everything down and really opened their eyes to some things that they needed to improve upon. But the biggest glaring thing that they had was their business development team contributed 0% to their overall number last year. They were just doing maintenance on accounts that already refer to them. I was absolutely floored and appalled and said, I hope you know that that is not going to be acceptable moving forward in 2020. You know, that they have to be, I believe that salespeople should never be a liability. They should be an asset. They should never cost you money. They're costing this company money. It's a bleed. You know, so we're going to spend, really dig in that first quarter and see if we can turn that around. If we can't, they may need some new salespeople. You know, but it's not uncommon to go out and hear that the business development teams or marketing teams or sales teams, whatever it is you want to call them, whatever picture you want to paint, are contributing less than 10% to the overall number. I know that my team contributed 46% to the overall sales number. And we weren't satisfied with that. We knew that we still had market share to go win. But we had very stringent systems in place for accountability and to ensure execution. And that's why the franchise that I worked for continued to grow year after year after year after year. We never went backwards. We only continued to trend up. And I mean trend up by leaps and bounds, 30, 40, 50% growth over the previous year. And it all boiled down to one thing, to execution. It all boiled down to the fact that we did not look at things from an annualized thinking perspective. Yes, we had a number, but then we broke it down and we went after our number quarterly, monthly, weekly, and sat down on a sales meeting every single week and said, this is where we are as a company. And you're not doing as well, so let's focus on this. You know, I'm doing a little bit better, so maybe I can jump in and help you with some things. And just our execution was key to the success. So when you get in there and you start doing your goals, start breaking them down. How many water jobs am I going to need to be able to get me that 50% growth or that even 10% growth over the previous year? How many fire jobs? How many biotrauma hazmat? How many mold? How many general cleaning? How much this? How much that? And then hold your people accountable, hold your feet to the fire, look, care about your business enough to be able to look every single week, every single month, meet them and hold them accountable for the execution standard. So guys, I hope this helps. You know, I would love to be able to help you and take a snapshot of your business and be able to let you know, hey, here are some big time areas of opportunity. Maybe it's training and development. Well, if that's the case, email me. I am always for hire as a consultant. So, you know, I'm blessed to be able to get out there and go train, which is really my passion since I've left the sales aspect of restoration and don't actually work for a restoration company anymore. I get to live vicariously through and train and consult. So if you guys would like more information on that, email me at eddie@tierlevel.com. I would be happy to let you know my rates, my availability. Guys, and I have a tremendous track record for success because I genuinely care and I want to celebrate your successes with you. So again, you know, reach out to me, eddie@tierlevel.com. I really hope that this podcast really refocuses you and recenters you for to be able to go hit your goals and objectives and exceed them for 2020. And I hope you guys, I'm not going to tell you happy holidays because I don't believe on that. If you look on the calendar on December 25th, it says Christmas. So I wish you guys a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Guys, and thank you so much for a fantastic 2019 and for listening and for following me. Go share my podcast so that I can create and reach more people as well. And like I said, hit me up on my email. And I hope you guys have a great 2020 moving forward. There'll be some new and exciting content coming out for that. So thanks a lot, and we'll talk again soon.